Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 91. Partly cloudy again tonight, lows around 49. Overcast skies tomorrow, highs around 62. Temps below average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Kansas Midwest Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Democrat Congresswoman Sharice Davids from the 3rd District of Kansas made her way up to Lenexa yesterday to tour a manufacturing plant, saying that she was supporting the Kansas Manufacturing Solutions, also known as the KMS, after their announcement of laying off more than half of their staff due to federal funding cuts.
If manufacturing is important to the United States the way that we say it is, then we have to put our money where our mouth is.
I'd like to see KMS get their funding back. The benefits that we've seen from MEPs, KMS in particular, pay for themselves several times over.
That audio from KSNT News, where they say that overall the KMS laid off over 7 people. That was more than half of their staff, where they say they are providing workforce training and business support to small and mid-sized manufacturers across the state. Congresswoman Davids has introduced a new piece of legislation known as the Defend American Manufacturing Act. Mid-America Network News.
In your bustling lives, we're constantly on the move from hectic commutes to family outings. Blue Valley Insurance offers comprehensive auto coverage to keep you safe on every journey. Whether you're heading to work or driving your kids to practice, we've got you covered. Visit us at convenient locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville for personalized auto insurance solutions tailored to your needs. Drive with peace of mind knowing you're protected by Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska state lawmakers say that they've moved forward with a piece of legislation throughout this week requiring Nebraska healthcare facilities that perform procedural abortions in the state to be mandatory to dispose of the remains by cremation or burial. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, Legislative Bill 632 advanced in the legislature by a 34-11 vote, with one senator who voted yes saying after he had done so inadvertently. According to legislators, however, they say that the legislative bill was, quote, uplifting with dignity of an abortion fetus, and it was similar to a bill that was passed in 2003 requiring hospitals to have a written policy for the proper disposition of the remains of any child born dead at a Nebraska hospital. The bill, known as the Hansen Bill, says that a facility would not need to notify the woman upon whom an abortion is induced if the method of disposition of the fetal remains. Abortion is legal in the state of Nebraska for up to 12 weeks after the bill passed in 2023.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Blue Valley Community Action broke ground Tuesday with the city of Wymore for a new Head Start preschool, culmination of a 5-year fundraising effort, including the Department of Health and Human Services. The facility will include 2 classrooms and a large conference room. A grant awarded last year provided the bulk of the funding necessary, which will serve low-income families with resources to sustain financial stability. The goal is to open this fall, weather permitting. Preliminary hearing in the murder trial in Nebelhaw County District Court for 66-year-old Gary Hermish has been continued until June 17th by mutual agreement. He's charged with first-degree murder in the shooting of Father Harul Karasala April 3rd outside St. Peter and Paul's Rectory in Seneca. $1 million bond has been set. Hermish remains in the Jackson County Jail as a courtesy to Nebelhaw County. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall recently toured the Bradford-built factory at Washington, meeting with local officials and discussing tariffs and the supply chain. Blue Valley Technologies reaching out to customers, advising of a scam via email. The email is a phishing warning, and if you're not certain if the email would be legitimate, please contact Blue Valley Technologies directly. USD 380 Vermilion and Axtell Public Schools among recipients of waste tire product grants through the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. The annual grants awarded municipalities and school districts using recycled tire products for playground surfacing and outdoor equipment. Easter egg hunts are planned Saturday in Marshall County at the Axtell City Park 10 a.m., Frankfort City Park 11 a.m., in Beatty at the Community Center at 12:30, then in Waterville at City Park Saturday at 2 and Blue Rapids on the Square at 3 p.m. In Washington County, 10 a.m. starts are planned at the Washington County Courthouse grounds. Easter egg hunts in Barnes and Morrillville at City Parks and at Palmer Hill begin at 10. Hanover Easter egg hunt Saturday at 1 at the Vets Park near the city swimming pool. Then in Greenleaf at 2 at the Community Center, as well as Haddam at the City Park. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available Monday through Fridays on our website at KNDYradio.com and our social media.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
David N. Bubba Skeens, age 68, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for David Bubba Skeens. Paul J. Heath, age 71, of Burchard, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Summerfield Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Paul Heath. Melvin E. Reedy, age 75, passed away April 13th. Celebration of life services planned April 26th at 2 p.m. at the American Legion in Wymore, with the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Melvin Reedy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork tender, mashed potatoes, California blend, and pears. They are closed Good Friday. Monday's menu, Italian chicken, a muffin, rice, Malibu blend, and apple rings. KNDY News Time, 7:11.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
The City of Washington is accepting applications for a power plant operator. Applicants must possess a valid Kansas Class B CDL with a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Knowledge in diesel engine operation, power generation, and maintenance, along with a skilled level of working in the operation of fossil fuel engines, electric generators, and associated equipment is required. The position is on call on a rotating basis, with residency within a 5-mile radius of Washington required. Applicants subject to pre-employment drug screening. Visit the city website for a full job description and application, or contact city clerk at 785-325-2284. Compensation dependent upon qualifications and includes an excellent benefit package. Interested candidates should submit application along with resume, cover letter, and 3 work-related references to the city clerk at Washington, Box 296, Washington, Kansas 66968. If confidentiality is requested, please state in application materials, position open until filled. City of Washington is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some sunshine throughout Thursday, warmer with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, south winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 40s, southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, north winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then some rain showers possible in a Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some rain showers are possible in a Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 60s. Then some rain showers Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Rain showers are likely as we head into Sunday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then more rain may continue throughout Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 30s and lower 40s. Some sunshine as we head into Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s and rain showers throughout Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April, 67, record high on this date, 91. The average low, 43, and the record low is 20. Sunset this evening, 8:06. Sunrise in the morning at 6:47. It's 61 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 17th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:14. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Rise and shine with Minnie's Kitchen. Open Tuesday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to noon. Now closed on Mondays. Start your day the sweet way with fresh made daily donuts and pastries and perfectly brewed coffee. Visit Minnie's Kitchen in downtown Marysville and taste the difference.
Two seasons coming to a close last night. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. NBA's play-in tournament reaching the elimination matchups last night, and it was not a good night for the home teams, and they're now home for the summer. In Sacramento, Kings fall to the Mavs, 120-106. Anthony Davis, 27 points. Klay Thompson, 23 in the win for Dallas. Kings losing the game and their general manager, Monty McNair, out after five seasons. As for the Mavs, they advance to play the Grizzlies tomorrow for the 8th seed in the West. In the East, it'll be the Hawks and the Heat for the 8th seed. Miami getting 38 from Tyler Hero last night. They go wire to wire for the win, 109-90 over the Bulls. Miami faces Atlanta tomorrow. The winner becomes the 8th seed in the East and will face the Cavaliers in the first round series. Hockey, we went into last night with one remaining playoff spot up for grabs.
The Montreal Canadiens have never missed a playoffs more than three seasons in a row. And thanks to an improbable, odds-defying run up the standings, the Montreal Canadiens have qualified for the Stanley Cup playoffs in 2025.
TSN 690. A week before Christmas, Montreal was in last place in the Eastern Conference. Chances of reaching the postseason was less than 1% at that point. They now get the Capitals in round one. Baseball, Dodgers a 7-run first inning. They hang on to beat the Rockies 8-7. Blue Jays get past the Braves 3-1. Vlad Guerrero with his first homer of the season. Aaron Judge go-ahead homer in the 7th. Yankees beat the Royals 4-3. Padres double up the Cubs 4-2. San Diego is 15-4 after starting the season 2-3. The White Sox have dropped 11 of 13. They fall to the Athletics 3-1. Twins over the Mets 4-3 in 10 innings. First base umpire Hunter Wendelstadt walks off after taking a line drive to the face. College football quarterback Nico Iamaliava has entered the transfer portal. UCLA among the schools interested, but not for the money he was asking for in Tennessee.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures were higher overnight as investors worked to recover from yesterday's heavy losses. The Dow Jones on Wednesday fell nearly 700 points. The S&P gave up 2.25%. The NASDAQ composite took the heaviest hit at more than 3%. Panic buying might be spurring consumer spending. Retail sales rose 1.4% last month, the highest increase since January 2023. But economists warn that economic uncertainty over tariffs is driving down consumer sentiment. For its part, Ford may raise prices for its cars and trucks as early as next month in response to those tariffs. The Center for Automotive Research says import fees could drive up costs for U.S. carmakers by $108 billion this year. A once popular college spring break destination is rolling up its red carpet. Officials in Panama City say they intend to crack down on rowdy or violent spring breakers and to promote family-friendly events. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
This is John Klein with the Manhattan Commission Company with some special account consignments for our Friday, April 18th cattle auction. We'll be selling at 11 a.m. There'll be 120 fancy black and black-white-faced cows. They'll be 3-4 years old. They'll have big February, March, Charley, and black-white-faced calves. 72 choice reputation Angus first calf heifers with February, March Angus calves by sign. 55 choice red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have March calves. There'll be 85 black and a few red cows. They're 3 to 5 years old. They'll have February, March calves. But we'll have 40 reputation red Angus and black Angus fall calving cows. They'll be coming 4 years old in the fall. And they're bred to Angus bulls for August to September calves. Plus 4 black balancer bulls. They'll be 17 months of age. Also, we'll be selling several groups of fall calves and feeder cattle. For more information on the special cow consignment, we'll be selling Friday, April the 18th at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Our good information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. A good Thursday morning to you. Markets opening up here in just a little bit for the final trading day of the week. Markets close tomorrow for the Good Friday celebration. We did wrap up Wednesday's markets with mostly higher numbers across the board. A lot of green for the grains and livestock overall. Corn, wheat, and soybeans all seeing some decent gains on the day. We'll start off with your corn market. What that looked like yesterday, May corn wrapping up 3 cents higher at 484 and a quarter. July corn's up 2 and a quarter at 491 and 0.75 cents. Over in the wheat market, they saw some gains yesterday as well. It's right at the end, saw a little bit of a jump too, with May KC wheat finishing 5 cents higher at 558 even a bushel. July KC wheat was up 3 3/4 at 572 and a quarter of a cent. Moving over to your oats market, saw some decent gains there. May oats finishing yesterday up 4 3/4 to 347 and a half. July oats were up a quarter of a cent at 343 and a quarter. In the soybean markets, not a lot of gains, but green nonetheless at the end of trading for Wednesday, with May soybeans up 2 3/4 to 1038 and 3/4. July beans are up 3 3/4 at 1050 and a quarter. Soybean meal from May, they're up $2.50 at 296.70, with the July meal up 320 at 304 and 20 cents. And the soybean oil for May, they saw some gains at 15 cents on the day yesterday, finishing at 47.48. July bean oil, we're up 16 cents at $48 even. In the canola market yesterday, we saw May canola up with some decent gains in the green at $4.90 at 673.80. July canola was up 420 at 680.70. And the cotton market had some gains as well, with May cotton up 71 cents to 65.79. July was up a quarter, finishing at 66.37. Quick look over in your livestock markets yesterday. They saw a lot of green all across the board yesterday as well for the cattle markets and the lean hogs. So really a positive day overall. We'll see if that trend continues on when markets open up today on a Thursday. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Warmer spring temperatures permit the quicker growth of a common pest in Kansas alfalfa, the alfalfa weevil. Having received many inquiries about the pest, K-State Extension crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses alfalfa weevil treatment thresholds.
If you hit the treatment threshold, whatever your treatment threshold is, and everybody has their own, because, you know, everybody uses alfalfa a little differently. Some people grow it for their own use, so they're a little more accepting of alfalfa weevil damage. Some want to sell it, so they don't want any damage at all. It just depends on what your treatment threshold is. We use 30 to 50% infested, and we treat irregardless. And then after you treat, you want to go back, make sure you monitor it. whatever compound you use, whatever insecticide you use, make sure you don't go back too soon. Always watch the reentry period for that product you're using. And then if you're getting ready to harvest, make sure you use the PHI or the post-harvest entry time also. You don't want to violate that.
He shares essential components of a successful treatment.
The important part is timely spray and using enough gallonage. We did a study 2 years ago on gallonage where we used 4 gallons per 8 gallons per acre, and there was a visual difference. You could tell the difference just by looking at the field. Alfalfa weevils, the time of year when they're about, it's tough to try and control them. Get in the field, get adequate treatment, and get 90 to 95% control. These products are not systemic. They have to come in contact with the insect. Also remember, these products are only going to last 10 to 14 days. Then alfalfa is putting on new foliage. You're going to have new eggs hatching. So once you treat, you got to go back in 10 to 14 days or whatever the reentry period is for the product you use and keep monitoring, because you may have to retreat again.
Whitworth explains alfalfa weevil habits and part of their life cycle.
They're only feeding for about 10 days to 12 days, whether that 10 or 12 day period is spread out over a month because of the temperatures and because of the eggs hatching. Each individual larvae only takes about 10 to 12 to 14 days to go from egg to pupa. So once you start seeing the white cottony looking cases out in your alfalfa field, whether they're on the ground or whether they're in the foliage, that means the pupal cases are there. The insect has quit feeding. The larvae are the only eating stage. I know adults will feed a little bit. Once you start seeing the white cottony looking pupal cases, that pretty much is indicative that the alfalfa weevil larval problem is winding down.
That was Jeff Whitworth, Kansas State University Extension crop entomologist, on controlling alfalfa weevils. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. The dairy influence sale to be held today will include lots of 10 and 15 Holstein steers weighing 3.5 to 4, with 10 at 4 to 5.50, 35 Holstein steers 4 to 7.50. Lots of 40 and 6 Holstein steers weighing 5 to 6, 15, 6 to 6.50, and 30 weighing 7 to 8. 12 and 5 lots of Holstein steers and crossbred steers weighing 7.50 to 9, 25 Holstein steers 8 to 8.50, and 15 weighing 8.50 to 9. Other early consignments include 4 black bred cows, fall calvers, 3 black cow-calf pairs, 30-day-old calves, 11 red steers weighing 3 to 500 pounds, 30 black and white face steers and heifers, 4 to 5, 10 weighing in at 4 to 5, 21 black bulls and heifers, 4 to 550, 40 black Charlotte cow steers and heifers, 4 to 6, 10 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6, 40 weighing in at 4.5 to 650. 10 black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 6.50. 12 black Charlie Cross steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 30 Charlie Cross steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 57 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 35 black bulls and heifers, 5 to 6. 26 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6.50. 140 black and Charlie steers and heifers weighing 5 to 8. 25 black and red steers and heifers, 5.5 to 7. 20 black steers at 800 pounds. 130 black and red heifers, 8 to 8 and a quarter. 60 black and red steers, 9 to 950, and 60 black steers weighing 900 to 950 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Why send household water down the drain when your lawn and garden are dying of thirst? All about recycling gray water on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. WeatherCall, www.farmershomeonic.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 17th, the 107th day of the year. Actress Jennifer Garner celebrates a birthday, and the Ford Motor Company introduced the Mustang on this day in 1964. Using water from your bathtub, sinks, or washing machine is a perfectly acceptable and ecological way to irrigate your lawn and garden. It's called gray water because it contains traces of dirt, food, grease, or cleaning products. Those are rarely harmful and often beneficial to the soil, plus keeping gray water out of the sewer system reduces the risk of polluting nearby water sources. There are some important guidelines. Gray water should never contain human waste, it shouldn't be stored for later use, and it should infiltrate the ground immediately when used. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY and 61 degrees would be close to an average high. We'll look for a summer-like high around 90 on tap today. Then look out, a cold front could prompt some thunderstorm development with highs around 60 Friday into Saturday. Easter Sunday, pretty good chance of rain. Highs only around 50 degrees.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Royals could not get it done yesterday in New York. The Yankees swept the Royals by losing game number 3-4-3. Now an all-important series for the Kansas City Royals as they head to face a divisional opponent in the Detroit Tigers. The Royals will start the first of a four-game series this afternoon at 5:40 on the road in Detroit. Because of the Easter weekend, the Wichita State Shocker baseball team will start their series on the road against Florida Atlantic today. First pitch is at 5:30. Grant Adler will take the mound for Wichita State. Yesterday opened up the college football spring transfer portal. In day number one, nearly 500 college football players entered the portal. It will run until April the 25th. In total, there are nearly 2,700 college football players that are in the NCAA college football transfer portal. This is Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Doug Downs.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive weekly look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-framed buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Buildings, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call, B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Welcome back into another week's edition of the TVL Rundown. Spring sports rocking and rolling here in the Twin Valley League. We're going to jump right on into it. Jeff, we had some good baseball and softball action going on this past week or so. A few milestones that I wanted to point out. Kelby Detmer of the Blue Valley Lady Rams hit her first home run of her career the other night in a loss to Centralia. On the other side of that mound, Tessa Parthamer goes over 100 strikes in her pitching career. And I know we've talked about the Centralia Panthers and Rams and a whole bunch of other softball teams, but I think you put together some standings of how everyone's rocking and rolling here this year, so I'll let you kind of roll into that.
Right now, 2 8-win teams, Onega and Centralia, the D-West girls hanging in there at 7-5. Valley Heights, they sit right now at 3-9. They have played some very close games. I think they have now maybe one or two run losses, and then Blue Valley 0-8 in the league. They did pick up a non-league victory and are at 1-9.
Now, shifting our attention to the baseball diamond, a team that's been making some noise. I know we talked about them early in the season, but the Frankfort Wildcats now 9-1 season record. They're coming off of two big wins against Donovan West there on Monday in that doubleheader. But baseball really starting to take hold, too, with teams like Centralia, Onega, and Frankfort, Donovan West, too, as well, really hitting their stride this time of year.
That's what really surprises me this year about the baseball standings, I should say, because it's the same team, but the way they are dominating. Frankfort is coming out and just absolutely dominating teams, whether it's offense, defense, anything they can, they bring it every time, as does D. West. They are two of the premier teams right now. I don't think just in the TVL. I think you could put them in a lot of leagues, and they would just continue to be very, very good.
And before we get off on to the next sport, did you have standings for that, Jeff?
For the baseball, yes. Frankfort, as I said, 9-1 in first place. They lead Donovan West by a game. The West is 10-3. Onega at 7-7. They are 2 under in the lead, 5-7 on the year for them. Centralia sitting at 5-4. Valley Heights at 3-7, and the Blue Valley Rams at 1-10. But again, another team that has played some very close games. Those bottom two, once again, just playing, just missing out on some big wins.
It's going to be an exciting sport to keep an eye on, of course, as season goes along. Keep tuned to TVL Sports Spotlight on Facebook and website, as well as KNDY Radio for updated standings. And as we get into postseason, I'm sure coverage of a lot of these area schools. Shifting our attention now to the track. It was a busy day Monday at Nemaha Central. A lot of good individual performances that we're going to get into here in just a second. But I wanted to highlight a school record that was broken, the 4x1 team of the Axtell Eagles, led by Landon Schmitz, Brandon Schmelsley, Eli Brockschmidt, and Ryland Bussing, broke the school record running that 4x1 in 44.65 seconds. That record had held since 2013, and had a lot of other good individual results from that track over there at Nemaha Central, including a pair of Centralia Panther girls going 1-2 in the 100-meter. Hayden Kramer winning that. Tatum Kramer taking second. Hayden came back with a first-place finish in the 200-meter. Gracie Bruna of the Hanover Wildcats winning the 400-meter. Mia Vermitten of Valley Heights winning the 800. A lot of quickness, I think, to be said, not taken lightly on the track over there at Nemaha Central.
You know, Max, we kind of buried the lead on this one a little bit, too, because that wasn't even Axel's best effort of the day. The 4x8 won their event by 39 seconds. That's just incredible in that 4x8. But yeah, the whole day was just TVL dominated. I really enjoyed that Centralia 100-meter, the way that they just absolutely took over. And we don't mention her nearly enough. Mia Vermette in that 800, that was a dominating effort from Valley Heights. She's just tremendous on the track and continues to dominate in the short races that she takes on.
And you speak of the name dominating, I'm going to look at some boys' results here real quick. Gavin Shaughnessy of Axtell wins the 800. He wins the 1600. Kebeb Zimmerman of Valley Heights wins the 3200. And then when you look at the 110-meter hurdles there and the 300 hurdles there at Nemaha Central, top finishers, Landon Schmitz, Wyatt Detweiler, Colin Shaughnessy in the 110 hurdles, Landon Schmitz, Wyatt Detweiler, Bill Liebarger in the 300 hurdles there for the Axtell Eagles. One other athlete I wanted to give a shout out to, kind of outside of the KNDY listening area, but Sevi Wirtz of the Clifton Clyde Eagles last Friday at the track meet in Concordia. She broke her own school record in triple jump, going 36 feet 4 inches in, I believe, either the first or second meet. So again, congrats to Sevi over there. Of course, we'll cover her and a lot more athletes next week when the TVL Rundown pops back up.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a weekly comprehensive look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
Marysville baseball and softball teams at Rock Creek. Creek today. Valley Heights Baseball hosting Centralia. Marysville track teams at Frankfort today. Marysville will host a quad tennis meet at the Marysville City Park.
KNDY.